The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, but sometimes we refer to this fourth Sunday in Easter as Good Shepherd Sunday. We heard in our readings from Psalm 23 through 1 Peter, and finally in our Gospel reading, the many references to the shepherd, sheep, and flocks. In our gospel, Jesus declares, "I am the gate for the sheep," just like Ben had just said. This is an I am statement that Jesus is one of I am statements we find of seven in John's gospel. Declarations from Jesus himself of who he is for us. He says things like, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the true vine." But this morning we're dealing with, "I am the gate for the sheep." We may not know much about sheep herding. I know I don't. But I think everyone here, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, has walked through a gate at one point in their life. Anybody not ever walked through a gate? Irish, you've never walked through a gate. Have you ever come onto the east patio from the parking lot? Yeah, you have. I've seen you walk through that gate. Everybody has gone through a gate. A gate is defined as a movable barrier, typically a hinged that closes an opening in the fence, or an enclosure, acting as a controlled entrance or exit. We all know that, right? It acts as an access point for getting in and out of spaces, much easier than climbing over a wall or going through a fence. I don't know about you, but my days of crawling over fences and through fences are pretty much over. If there's a fence, I'm looking for a gate, because I'm not crawling over that. Jesus tells us that he is the gate. But the gate to what? Well, if you saw our word, you know. Jesus answers it to abundant life. When Jesus says that he is both the gate and the good shepherd, he is using two analogies in order to help us listeners better understand the nature of who he is and what he came to do. He's a gate because he is the way to salvation. He is a good shepherd because he keeps, protects, and guides his sheep along the way. When I'm imagining a shepherd and their sheep, I'm seeing a beautiful grassy field, maybe streams, tranquil sheep just grazing along very peaceably. I don't know if that's what you see. But I'm not imagining thieves and bandits that will steal, kill, and destroy the sheep. That doesn't come into my image. but it does for Jesus. Jesus is using the sheep shepherd metaphor in order to explain to us something about the nature, not only his relationship with us, but also the relationship we have with others in this world. What we learn from this passage about the Good Shepherd is Jesus offers us, each of us, abundant life. He is the gate in which we must pass through in order to receive spiritual nourishment, protection, and guidance, because there are thieves and bandits and robbers that are out there that want to lead us astray and harm us. Jesus is contrasting himself as the Good Shepherd over the false teachers of his day, some of the Jewish religious elites. Jesus saw them as thieves and robbers spreading false doctrine about God. This makes sense when you take into all the things that the Jewish authorities had issues with Jesus. They had issues with him healing on the Sabbath. They had issues with him eating with sinners, showing compassion not only to Jews, but to Gentiles as well. The list goes on and on. But notice how Jesus contrasts the thief and abandoned himself in this reading. And in case you weren't listening the first time, I'm going to read it again. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. You see, the sheep are not going to follow a stranger's voice. He walks through the gate, and the gatekeeper lets him in. He knows the sheep, and his sheep know him. The sheep recognize his voice and follow him. For the Good Shepherd, there is familiarity between himself and his sheep. There is a trust bond there between the shepherd and the sheep. He gently leads them out, and they willingly follow the shepherd. He doesn't have to take anyone against their will. In order for the shepherd to accomplish his task, the sheep have to trust the shepherd. We may not be sheep shepherds. Well, anybody a sheep shepherd here? Yeah, it's not something we do a lot around here. But does anybody have a pet? Anybody have a pet? Okay, lots of you have pets. Our relationship to our pets can sometimes be like the sheep and the shepherd. We had a very scary episode this last week with our dog Santa, our golden retriever, last Sunday. Santa is going to be 10 years old this week. I can't believe it's been 10 years that we've had her. And she's been having some eye issues. She's having pressure in her eyes. But we came home Sunday afternoon after being gone for a few hours, and my husband found her to be completely blind. She was running into walls, getting stuck. She was very stressed. My husband was very stressed. It scared her, and it scared us. Fortunately, the full blindness she experienced was a temporary thing, and she regained some of her sight after we took a trip to the emergency vet. But in the time that she was blind, she couldn't see at all, she started listening to our voices, following Johnny and I where our voices would lead her, because she trusted us to lead her into a place that wasn't going to be dangerous. The same idea is being communicated in John 10. The sheep and the shepherd know one another. They recognize each other. The shepherd leads the sheep, and the sheep willingly follow that shepherd. I don't claim to be a sheep expert by any means, But one thing I'm consistently told by people that are sheep shepherds or experts on sheep say that they're not the most intelligent animals. In fact, I hear that they are quite dumb at times. They wander off, they get stuck in places and they don't know how to get out, and they are basically defenseless. They don't have sharp claws or teeth. They can't defend themselves. They're extremely vulnerable. So it seems appropriate that Jesus refers to the people of God as sheep. But what's interesting about this passage that we heard this morning is in verse 6, is Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Now, I might not understand everything there is to be about tending sheep. Maybe you don't either. But in the ancient world, in the time of Jesus, shepherding was a common job. Moses spent time as a shepherd. Rachel was a shepherdress for her father and where she met Jacob. And obviously, David was a shepherd before he became a king. You and I might not understand every fine detail related to shepherding, but I do understand one thing. The sheep shepherd metaphor is the one that comes over and over and over again, particularly in the Hebrew scriptures, something that they should have been very familiar with. And John is making a rather significant statement in verse 6, which is the Jewish religious authorities, the people who were listening to Jesus that day and claiming to be expert in the Hebrew scriptures, didn't understand what Jesus was talking about. The role of the good shepherd is to take care of the sheep, to protect the sheep, to love the sheep, to be the gate to abundant life. Not just eternal life, but abundant life here and now. The Christian life isn't a life of mediocrity. The Christian life is one of abundance. It is not just a flippant thing to have your faith in Christ. It is not just whatever works for you, it doesn't work for me, but that sort of thing. Being in Christ gives you a deep-seated, incomprehensible joy that's present even in the hardest of times. Psalm 23 reminds us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. How can we have joy even facing our own death? The answer is because the good shepherd never leaves us nor forsakes us. The good shepherd walks with us in the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus reminds us today that he came so that all could enter through the gate of Jesus himself. And we will have life when we do that, and we will not just have life. Jesus promises we will have life abundantly. So remember this good news when your life gets you down, when things are just not working out the way you had planned. The good shepherd is there, walking through that valley of the shadow of death with you. You are not alone. Amen.